Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schos Esra Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeicher to find your Zivag Hagun, Bekarav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Shum Kesef, an evaluation of money, which means that Hezek damage is evaluated in dollars and cents. We don't say, well, my ox damaged you and your ox damaged me, so it's a wash, tit for tat, damage for damage, and we're just going to cancel out everything. No, we look at each damage individually and see how much damage was caused in dollars and cents. Furthermore, the Shavak Kesef, something that is worth money. What does this mean? So it's talking about when Bezin is collecting for damages, if the Mazik doesn't want to or can't pay cash, they're going to take something of value from him. But that thing of value cannot be considered cash itself. It can't be metaltal and movable objects. They themselves are considered cash. They're like kesef. It has to be something that has value, which is taken in place of cash, such as property. Furthermore, bifnei Bezin, both of these things that we just mentioned have to happen in front of Bezin. Bezin are the ones that evaluate how much damage was caused and how much this guy's property is worth, for example, to be able to collect for those damages. And also, val pi edim b'nei charin b'nei bris, it has to be done based off the testimony of edim, who are both b'nei charin free. They cannot be slaves, and they also have to be b'nei bris, which means yedin and not goyim. Also, v'hanashim b'chal hanezek, women are included in damages as well. A nizik and a mazik are not just men. It could also be a woman who was the mazik or the nizik, and it's going to be the same exact dinim. And lastly, v'hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumin, sometimes we'll even have a case where both the nizik and the mazik are included in the payment. What does this mean? Because usually we know that a mazik is the one who has to pay, and the nizik is receiving the payment. So what does that mean? That the nizik is included in the payment. So a case of this, for example, is, let's say Reuven's ox killed Shimon's cow. Reuven is obviously chayav to pay, just not including the cost of the nevela, the dead animal. So let's say the cow was worth $500, but the dead cow still has some value. Perhaps it's worth $100 because the hide is worth money and the meat could be fed to dogs. So it's the nizik's responsibility to deal with that, which means the mazik would only pay $400. And let's say by the time the nizik got around to it, the nevela went down to $50. That's his loss, not the mazik's. So it's like the nizik is included in the tashlumin, because he's, so to speak, paying $50 out of pocket due to the fact that the nevela went down in value. And now we'll go on to Mishnah Daled. Over here, we're going to be learning two very important terms, tam and muad. A tam is a docile animal. It's calm, cool, and collected, and not expected to damage. A muad, on the other hand, already has proven itself to be accustomed to damaging, and the assumption is that it will damage. And the Torah tells us that a tam pays chatzi nezek, half damages. So if Reuven's shor tam gored Shimon's cow and caused $500 worth of nezek, Reuven only pays $250, whereas a muad pays nezek shalem, full damages. As the Mishnah tells us, chamisha tam and chamisha muadin, there are five tam and five muadin, which means there are five types of damages that start out as a tam, and eventually they'll become muad, but there are five types of damages that are automatically considered muad, and they all fit under the category of keren. Remember, we had learned that there's three categories of nezek an animal could do: keren, shein, and regel. And so the tam ones fit under keren. Habehema eina muedas, an animal is not muad, loy ligach, not to gore, loy ligaif, not to push with its body, loy lishaych, not to bite, loy lirbite, and not to crouch on something to break it, loy livite, and not to kick with the intention to break. All these things are not standard for an animal, and therefore the first three times they do it is just considered tam. However, moving on to muad, teeth type of damages, muedas lechol asaroyla, that's muad to eat that which is normal for it. So if Reuven's cow goes along and eats Shimon's grain, even though that's the first time it ever did it, it's still considered muad, and he would have to pay full damages. Furthermore, haregel, this type of damage, muedas l'shaver b'der chilucha, it's muad to break something as it's walking. It's very normal that as an animal's walking, it breaks something along the way, and this is different than what we said previously, v'loy livite. Livite means to kick with intention to break or to hurt or cause damage. That's not standard, but it is standard for an animal to walk, it ends up kicking something and breaks it, that it's a muad for. Furthermore, v'shar ha-muad, a shar muad itself. If it damaged three times, we have Adam testifying to that, it's considered a shar which is muad. B'shar ha-mazik rishos ha-nizik, a damaging shar in the rishos of the nizik, even if it does damage, which is usually considered tam, but it did it in the rishos of the nizik, Reuven's shar walked into Shimon's rishos and did a damage there, it's automatically considered a muad. And lastly, v'ha-adam, a person. We have a line, adam muad la'olam, a person is always muad to do any sort of damage. And so those are our five muadim. The Mishnah continues, ha-ze'ev ha-arib ha-doiv ha-nomer v'ha-bardalos v'ha-nochosh ha-rei l'muadin. If a person, for whatever reason, owns a lion, bear, leopard, bardalos, or snake, their damage is always considered muad, even if it's the first time they did it. However, Rebbe Lezer says, b'zman shein b'nei tarbos, if they're somewhat domesticated, they grew up in the person's house, in unmuadin, they're not considered a muad right away. However, v'ha-nochosh, a snake, muad la'olam, that's always considered muad. Lastly, the Mishnah concludes, ma bein tam l'muad, what's the difference between a tam and a muad? Elo sh'atam m'shalam chatzi nezek migufay, u'muad m'shalam nezek shalem minu aliyah. So here we have two differences. One of them we already know. Tam pays chatzi nezek, and muad pays nezek shalem. Now another difference we just mentioned is that a tam pays migufay. The payment for that damage only comes from the body of the animal itself. So let's say we have Reuven's skinny, scrawny little shor that caused $1,000 worth of damage. That would make Chetzi Nezek $500. But Reuven's little shor is only worth $200. That's the Nezek's tough luck because we only collect Chetzi Nezek from the guf, from the value of the animal itself that did the damaging. As opposed to Mu'ud, that gets paid Minho Aliyah. Aliyah is a lashon of Me'ula, the very best. The Mazik has to take even his very best properties or Nechasim or stuff that he has to pay for the damages. So even though his skinny, scrawny little shor isn't worth much, that doesn't make a difference. We're going to take any sort of property that he has that's worth money and use that to pay for Nezek Shalem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.